Welcome to episode 313 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
It's another beautiful Western New York morning up here.
That means cold and snow.
Yeah, both of those, actually.
I'm a hard pass on both of those.
You're sitting at 27, though. You're not much warmer.
That sucks.
Oh, I agree. It sucks.
No snow down here, though. A light dusting of sleet two nights ago, but it was gone by the morning.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah, ground temp's still holding okay here. Even if we were to get what is called a hardy snow for this area, it would be gone.
Yeah, not here. It'll be here till any snow that falls now will probably be here till spring.
That sounds terrible.
It's been cold for a long enough period of time that the ground has frozen.
That sounds terrible. Shout out to producer Gerald behind the glass.
Behind the glass.
Making it happen. Pushing the buttons, sliding the slotties. What else does a producer do?
Our light man.
Yeah.
He's our light and sound guy.
Slapping that bass.
Pom, pom, pom.
It's coming with a hard bass line first thing. Just first thing. Right off the rip. 313, that's a lot of these.
Yeah.
That's 313. Pretty soon. Not pretty soon because of how time works, but I'm excited for the point where we have enough that you could listen to an episode every day for a year.
That sounds like a challenge to me.
Yeah, that's a future I'm looking for. I'm looking forward to is that you could find this show and start from the beginning one per day, and it would take you a year.
That would be interesting. Yeah, I need to go back and listen to some of our first episodes again just to see.
You probably don't. And warning to anyone listening, you probably also don't need to go back.
I think it'd be
back.
Interesting to see to see the evolution of Game Stitch.
We definitely started as ape.
We might have started as fish crawling out of the single-celled organism.
Those fish with just the front legs. They still got the tail.
Yeah.
You know what weirds me out? Tadpoles.
Why?
Just because they're just a fish type thing, and then next thing you know, they got legs, and next thing you know, they're frogs.
Mm.
There's not a lot of things that go through a transformation like that.
I'm sure there's more than we realize, but considering I'm not a marine biologist, or should I say a biologist of any kind, I do not have all that information.
Like, what if cows were born without legs? They're just torsos and heads.
Have you ever seen some of these mammals that are born without hair?
Yeah, that's creepy too.
Gives you that picture of what a bear would look like if it was shaved?
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
Oh my God, that's nightmare fuel right there.
Gerald's got pictures of sperm pulled up.
Uh-huh.
Just immediately, that conversation led him to Google Images sperm.
Well, to be fair, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
They start out without legs and end up getting legs. It's not wrong.
Yeah, but you don't see them at that point. Like, if people came out looking like sperm, like giant tadpoles, but white, okay. You'd be like, oh, yeah. Fuck
no,
this.
That's true. That's a fair statement.
Yeah. You would kill those.
I don't know if that's true. Not if you knew what they were, I would hope not.
No, if cave people, it would just popped a giant tadpole sperm out, they'd have been like, kill it. Ooh, these are disturbing images here.
Look at these things.
I'll tell you what I like. Third row down, second picture, that monkey, I like that. I like that expression.
Yeah, I see it.
He's like, you want to come get some of this?
What you got, bro?
Oh, no. Oh, no. For those that can't see, the monkey's head disappeared and a picture of Nicolas Cage popped up, which is even better. My boy, Nick Cage. How are you doing besides cold?
Oh, I'm good. Not much going on. I did happen to get out and about yesterday. I went to I've talked about it before on here, I think, Pop Rock, which is a comic book shop / cereal bar. Found a new Green Arrow figure out in the wild that I picked up, which is always a big deal because you don't find a lot of Green Arrow stuff out in the wild.
Large. It's a big one.
It is. It is a 1/6 scale figure.
If you had six of those, you'd have the actual Green Arrow.
Yes.
That's what that number is telling you.
Yes. Then we went to the POPROC.
Yeah, if you want to look it up, or if you're Gerald, that's what that was for.
Yeah, that was for Gerald. and then we went to the Strong Museum of Play.
That's where you sent me the picture from.
That's where I sent you the picture of the prototype asteroids that was built by the developer to work out some of the kinks and bugs. He built his own cabinet. That was new. I hadn't seen that there before. That's why I sent you the picture. But it's a prototype cabinet that he had built way back when he was developing asteroids to test it before it actually went to the floor. It's got some, you know, unique painting on it and stuff like that. It's just real cool stuff. That, of course, is also where the Video Game Hall of Fame is. Pretty. I like one too. They got some spots set up now where it's like an old school arcade. They just got them next to each other and then back to back and all along the walls, and it's different games. It's really cool. I just kind of hung out in there for a little bit and got nostalgic. And there's all kinds of other stuff at the Strong Museum too. You really, if you're into toys or games or history, it's really a cool place to go. That's what I did yesterday.
I miss proper arcades, because Dave and Buster's doesn't count.
No, it does not count.
And I'll tell you why it doesn't count, because last time I went there, they had beer pong.
Really?
It wasn't called that, but that's what it was.
I've never seen that. Well, the thing is, you got to remember, the arcades from way back when were, you know, small contained rooms that had, you know, it was a large room, but it was a contained room. And it didn't have this, you know, 60-foot high ceiling. And that's what Dave and Buster's has. You almost have to feel, if an arcade is created properly, you almost have to feel both claustrophobic and prone to seizures at the same time.
Yeah, it's but now it's all like beer pong and doodle jump and Candy Crush and like apps. It's just giant touch screens with apps on them, and you slide it, you play Fruit Ninja for 3 minutes, and then you get 5 tickets.
Yep.
And that has its place too. I trust me, Dave and Buster's should exist. But also, like, a place down the street should exist too. And you're right, it should have drop ceilings, it should smell like smoke, it should be sort of sketchy and not lit.
It should have gross carpet that has gross, gum all over carpet. It.
Yeah. And that should exist. And I know they do all these barcades and adult thing. It's not the same either. Like, it's supposed to, like, there's a feel and a sound and atmosphere associated with, like, an old school arcade that I don't know if you can replicate.
Well, the thing is that, and then we're sitting here talking about how we're nostalgic for that, but are there that many others that really are to be worth it?
Oh, I mean, even if they popped one up here today, I would still go like twice a year. So,
right.
I'm sure there's not. I'm sure there's not. But I do miss it. You know, I miss going as a kid with my dad and him just handing me some quarters and then us going our separate ways.
Every time we went to the mall, whether I played or not, I would walk around the arcade and watch kids play.
Yeah.
Whether I played at all or not, because I didn't have any money or my parents wouldn't give me any. We were just there real quick. My mom just wanted to pick up some shirts at JCPenney, whatever. I just got to pick up a coat real quick because it's on sale. Whatever, I'll be in here. I would just wander around and see what games were new, watch kids play.
Yeah, I used to go in, throw my quarters on top of some old shady-ass machines. It was never about tickets.
Right.
Then it became about tickets, which was fine. I still enjoyed that. But when I was younger, it was just about going and playing with strangers.
Yeah, I mean, in my prime, when, you know, I would actually be like an arcade goer before I grew up and turned into having to do adult things. It was never about tickets. Your reward was your quarter finally popping up.
Yeah, it was making it further than last time.
And it's time to roll. Yeah, that was the reward. It was there was never anything with tickets or anything. I mean, they had skee ball, I guess, in some of them. But
a lot of times that was your only machine with tickets.
Yeah, was skee ball.
That's a staple too. Skee ball, just regular skee ball. They're fucking too fancy now.
It's regular old wooden skee ball with a bocce ball.
Yeah, they're all crazy now. It's like competition and there's flashing lights and double points during the last whatever. No, just make skee ball.
Make an old school skee ball.
Old wooden balls that have been handled too much and never cleaned.
Yep.
All beat up and nasty. A machine that only registers every third 50 that you hit. That's all part of it.
Good times, man.
It is.
That was good times.
That's dead. So if that sounds good to you, just know that we talked about something that's extinct.
Yeah, and I'm sure. Maybe it's time to get into studying quantum physics and dark energy and figure out how to go back in time.
Yeah, I mean, I know that they exist around the country, but unless you're lucky enough to live by one of those or hop on a plane because you shit money, probably, I mean, Dave and Buster's is probably your option.
That's probably it, yeah.
Go play some Pong or whatever, like table, like ball Pong,
mm-hmm.
that they call it. Pong ball. Chuck E. Cheese. That's definitely not an arcade.
No.
That is a money trap is what that's called.
Yes.
Oh, how would you like expensive?
No, there was a time way back when Chuck E. Cheese did just
have a place to be.
Video games in it. I mean, they had other things like we know now, but there was a spot that just was like a mini arcade. It wasn't an arcade by any means, but it was like a mini arcade.
Yeah, but now you just go buy overpriced pizza and you play shitty kids games.
Yeah, and it's not even good pizza.
Mm-mm, never has been. You know that machine that has the little wheel that or the light that goes around and you try to stop it perfect?
Nope.
It's called like a, see if you can find a picture. I think he'll know it when he sees it. It's called like a lightning. Maybe like a slide. What that thing's called? Like arcade game maybe, or light arcade game. It's got that light that spins around in a giant circle and you just try to stop it. There's like four buttons.
I don't think so.
Let's see if we find this picture of it, if you'll feel like you've seen it. It's called like this. Nah, that's not it. Yeah. The like fifth one over there. I
don't see it.
That thing.
Nope, never seen it.
Okay, so you get 148 tickets if you're lucky enough to stop it right on the end, that perfect stop there.
Mm.
So that light goes just around in a circle.
Okay.
You can see it on the other side there as it's moving. It's just one dot, but it looks like many there because how photographs work.
Right.
It's just one dot that goes around, and you just want to slap that thing. Well, allegedly, you know, it's just about timing.
Right.
But I fell down a rabbit hole online the other day about that machine.
Really?
Yeah, it's not skill-based.
Is it luck-based?
No. No, you win when they're ready for you to win.
So it's gambling.
Yeah, I mean, even in the book, it says like how you can set it to how many plays before someone can win. Now, is there a skill involved once it can be won? Probably, but before it's ready, you can't win no matter what.
Crappy.
It's super shitty. And there's a really good YouTube video by Mark Rober. Where he tries to, so he's an engineer. He builds a machine to beat that game.
Ah. Uh-huh.
He knows it's making perfect stops, and he still can't win, though. And that video kind of explains what's going on, too. It's a good video. He's also the guy that did that glitter bomb package thief thing, which is fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that machine sucks, and that's what the arcades became, or machines like that. Oh, they had a big time crisis. Look at the real estate that thing took up.
Yeah, I know. It was huge.
They have the giant Connect 4 and Pac-Man stuff now. I don't know if you've seen those.
I've seen them.
David yeah. and Buster's.
I got no use for those.
I got no use for Connect 4 in my life, just in general.
I used to play Connect 4. Me and my sister used to play Connect 4 a lot when we were a kid.
I hate Connect 4.
We never needed it giant, though.
Yeah.
Why do you hate Connect 4?
I don't know. It's one of those games that when you mess up, you really messed up.
Well, yeah.
Like, as soon as you let go of one, you're like, ah. Like, you see your error before it even hits the bottom in a way that most other games don't make me feel.
Don't allow you to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Look how big that is.
I don't need that in my world, yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's dumb.
If this is your first time here, welcome. We get together, we talk about all the nerdy news and things that we love, and we don't talk about the things we don't love because that's how it works. We're like the Dave and Buster's of video game shows. We're just feed you what we like, and you're just out of luck if you want anything else. not sponsored by Dave and Buster's, but get at us. If you're listening, Dave.
Yeah, we're down. Dave or Buster.
Yeah.
Whichever one might be listening.
Or both. Maybe you guys still hang out.
I've always wondered, for some reason, I've always put together Dave and Buster's with Buster Brown's.
I think it's different. I don't think
they are, but it feels like they should be connected, doesn't it? Because yeah. Buster is not a common enough name that it's like you've got to be connected.
I spent the first half of my life just knowing in my heart that the Parker brothers were Milton Bradley.
Ah.
They're so, not.
So you understand.
Everybody's like, you could just Google that. That's not what it is. I'm like, but I think it is, though. How genius is that? They're making games, and then there's their spinoff company.
Milton and Bradley Parker. Yeah.
Yeah, it's them, the Parker brothers. That's all they do is make games. That's not true. But I didn't check because I needed it to be true.
I get it.
What an ultimate, like ruse on people. It's Milton and Bradley Parker. They've always been making games. You've always been buying them.
Yep. It's so they've got a monopoly and you don't even know it.
Yeah, they've been having it. They've
not
got
to be
real
confused,
monopoly.
There's the game Monopoly and made by monopoly. Parker Brothers. Mm-hmm.
They sit back and count their money. David Contidivu. Oh, I disqualify this because that guy's name's not really Buster.
Oh, that ain't right. Yeah.
Fuck you, James. Although, in his fairness, Dave and James doesn't sound as good as Dave and Buster's.
No, but Dave and Jim's got something going on.
Yeah.
I could work with Dave and Jim's.
What about Jimmy D's? Like Jimmy Dave's.
Oh, Jimmy D's.
His name's James. James Buster Corley. Corey. Corey. I don't know. I'm about to puke.
It's false advertising. Why?
Yeah. That screen was scrolling up and down. And I leaned forward at the same time. I got the VR. Got the VR effect. Dave and James.
David James.
They build themselves as like an arcade for adults. But there's always kids everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know how it's an arcade for adults.
Because you're supposed to, your kids can't be in unattended, but they all are.
No, there's parents in there, too. It's just they let their kids run wherever they want.
Yeah, they're unattended because James is not in the business of sending folks away.
Mm-hmm.
Buster.
Buster.
You can't just do that.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's your nickname or not.
Yeah, my friends call me Candy Corn, so I'm going to put that on the sign.
Right.
David Candy Corns. Fucking hate Dave. See, here's another one. Incredible Dave's. Uh-huh. I've always assumed that that's the same Dave.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. Incredible Dave's is Dave and Buster's. So
yes.
Dave and Buster had a falling out, and then Dave started Incredible Dave's.
It could be.
Can you get a confirmation on that, Gerald?
No, that's not. I'm pretty sure that can't be confirmed because it's not true.
If you get a confirmation on if that's Dave. I think it is. I think it's the same.
It's really?
The same, yeah. I'm hoping Super Busters comes out soon, too.
So, while he's looking at that, what did you play this week? While he's doing that info for us.
I played some Rocket League. Been playing okay. Better than okay. And a lot of Subnautica. I really love that game. That game's swell.
That's what you've said.
It's very, very good. It's very well done. It's so smart. Like, if you want to make a survival horror game,
mm-hmm.
it's refreshing to see someone do it without making it scary.
Right.
The game is scary because of its setting and because of the audio design, not because of jump scares.
Right. It's just creepy on its own face rather than manufactured scares.
Right. I had a jump scare last night, but it wasn't a scripted moment. Like, that game made me very uneasy, and then a thing happened, and I jump scared. So.
I think we have confirmation that it is a different Dave.
It's Mr. David W. Lawrence.
Yes.
And Gerald went crazy on that. He found some, serial killer document.
Good Lord.
Miami, Florida. That guy ain't even from here. Son of a bitch.
No,
impersonating Incredible Dave's or Dave and Buster's. So, yeah, I really love Subnautica. It's like a $30 game. If you're into any Minecraft style walking simulator, adventure, No Man's Sky, like, you should play that game. Unless you're terrified of water, then you probably shouldn't. Or drowning. If that's a real fear of yours, there's a lot of that happening in this game.
Ah.
Sometimes you get back to surface or your little pod, like, right in time, and you get in, your guy's like, and I'm like, ooh, that was, we got down close to the line on that one. And I have one time I have not made it. Sucked.
That was all you played this week? Was just those two games?
Yeah, I think so.
So a lot of game time, but spending it all in those two games.
Yeah, I'm really comfortable with those. They're very different experiences, and I haven't felt the need. I bought some more VR stuff on the winter sale, so more to come on that, I'm sure. But yeah, I think that's it.
I played some more Rocket League as well, and I have fallen back down the division hole. I'm back in the division, prepping for Division 2. I talked about it a little bit last week, but I'm even more into it this week. So I'm not going to bore everybody with the details of Division like I did for a year earlier. That's really all I've played this week are those two games.
Yeah. We're just keeping it calm.
And I really, really like the Division. I'm glad I got back into it. I've forgotten how much I love that game, and I do love it.
Are you worried if you play it too much, you'll get burnt out before the second one comes out?
No, because I'm really only playing like one or two missions, actual missions. A lot of it is just time going over and perfecting, you know, recalibrating gear, perfecting my loadouts, to get an idea of how that all works again before the Division 2 comes out.
Yeah. That's always the worry. You want a refresher before the game gets here, but you don't want to do so much that you're like, I feel like I've been playing this game.
And I feel the Division 2 will probably be different. It'll be minor, but there will be a few differences that will make it feel new regardless. But I am being careful. Like I said, one or two missions maybe when I play it. And the rest of the time is just spent perfecting loadouts and recalibrating, crafting, getting back into the feel of how that works.
Yeah.
And, of course, Rocket League is Rocket League. I'll tell you something I'm realizing when we're playing Rocket League, though. And I don't know when this switch occurred, but it seems to be getting harder and harder to play with three people as opposed to two.
It's definitely a different dynamic, and the problem is, and I think this is, everybody wants to do everything. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but like everybody wants to score. Everybody wants to make a save. Everybody wants to clear the ball. Not for points or not for like the glory, but because that's what's supposed to be done right then.
Mm-hmm.
So like the ball needs to be cleared. So I'm going to clear it. Or we need a goal, so I'm going to score it. But what happens is, that leads to two people trying to score it and one person coming up to, and now nobody's where they can defend.
Right.
Or two people trying to save it and one person heading to go save it, so now no one's ready for a rebound. It's just a lot of people assuming what the other person or other people are going to do and not a lot of communication. The problem with communication is if I call a ball nine out of 10 times, someone else is still going to hit it because they can't call their brain off by the time I can tell them I'm going to.
Right.
So that doesn't do anything. I don't know. I mean, I agree. I think threes are definitely harder. It's definitely different. Twos are easy because if you're setting it, you can't be scoring it.
Right.
There's a lot of things that don't have to be said. There's a lot of assumptions that can be made. So it's just different.
It is a completely different dynamic, and yeah, I agree. It's just, I don't know what happened, but it's gotten a lot harder to win in threes.
Yeah, if I had my choice, I would play twos. The problem is, I like playing with everybody.
Right.
So I probably enjoy the company of threes and fours the most, but I enjoy the gameplay of twos the most.
Right.
And
I mean, the game, don't get me wrong. While I want to win, I still enjoy the game, win or lose. Obviously, like I said, I want to win. I don't want to lose.
Yeah. But
I enjoy playing the game regardless of that.
Yeah, and I mean, when I start just losing or we're not doing so well, I just try to work on things that I need to work on. You know, if it's clear we're not going to win a game, I just start taking maybe a higher risk shot or doing something I wasn't doing before just as a you know, to make myself a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. I love that game.
Yeah, I do too.
I did complete the Rocket Pass this time, so I'm already level 70.
Yes, you did.
I actually got the new car. I actually got it painted last night in titanium white.
Ooh.
Still sucks to drive, but it looks cool.
I have no doubt I'll make it. I'm more than halfway there, but I took most of that double XP weekend off. I think that was Thanksgiving weekend, the weekend before Christmas.
Christmas, right weekend, after Christmas.
Right after Christmas. And I just had too much going on. So I did not get the benefit of that double XP like you guys did. And so I'm not there yet. But I have no doubt I'll make it. I'm more than halfway there, so.
Yeah, I was on vacation from work, so.
Right, so you were able to make it.
Made that my bitch. And then I also, we quit playing before it so that we could,
right.
You know, save up those weekly win bonuses. So I had a lot riding on playing during that time, and it paid off, so.
Yeah.
Still enjoy that game.
It's still a good one. I agree. Still enjoy the division, too.
Let's jump into what if those two games merged?
Rocket League and the division?
Yep.
I don't know how that would happen, but I would probably play it.
The Rocket League division.
The Rocket League division?
Yeah. you get your gear ready and then you get in your car.
Tom Clancy's Rocket League division?
Oh, Tommy Clancy.
It's got to have the Tom Clancy in front of it or don't count.
Tom Clancy's the Rocket League division.
Probably not play that. I don't think those are two great tastes that taste great together.
Puffy jackets and fast cars. I'm in.
It's not all puffy jackets, by the way.
That's what the back of the box says, I understand. It's not all puffy jackets. This first story is not surprising, but maybe a little unexpected.
Unexpected, definitely.
Bungie is parting ways with Activision Blizzard, and it's taken Destiny with them.
Yeah, not surprised. At the time, Bungie used to be owned by Microsoft, and they were not owned by them, but that was their publishing partner. And they were going to get this new IP off the ground. They needed someone to publish for them, and they chose Activision Blizzard. Well, it was just Activision at the time, I think. I don't know. All these people buy and sell each other so much, I get them all confused. But some things have happened. Not exactly sure what. And Bungie has decided that they are now going to possibly attempt to self-publish. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, but Bungie's assuming full publishing rights of Destiny series from Activision. The developer announced it will mark the end of a 10-year contract established in 2010. I mean, it's tough because, let's be honest, without them, who knows where Destiny's at for better or for worse.
Right.
You know, they needed the help. It's tough that I think there's probably no secret that maybe the relationship hasn't been great this entire time, because Bungie wants to make great games and because Activision's in the business of making money.
Right.
So
and I don't know if this has any play in it, but later on last night I was reading and Activision is actually now being investigated for some fraudulent practices. So, securities frauds or something. We will see what happens with that. I don't know if they had any play in it, and Bungie was like, whoa, no, don't need this in my life. I don't know, but odd timing on both of those.
A lot of what I'm reading says that Destiny 2 will continue as planned.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is also not the end of Destiny. So, you know, I'm sure there's lots of people that would like to throw money at Bungie. I do hope they learned a lesson from all of this.
Yep.
I'll tell you one thing I have a real problem with. Cliffy B got on the old Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't have a fondness for Cliffy B. I don't have any problems with Cliffy B. And I'm going to paraphrase because I don't know but the exact tweet, but he basically said something along the lines of, well, you knew what you were getting into. I think that's a little unnecessary.
I mean, it's true, but there's probably a better way to put it.
Yeah. Tell me more about Boss Key, Cliffy.
You know, you don't... Yeah, I know.
Tell me more about the employees that you laid off.
Now, isn't Cliffy V doing something with Broadway now? Isn't he wanting to develop Broadway shows or something? I read that was his next venture.
I don't know. Padman was telling me he's a producer of a TV show now.
I thought it was Broadway. I could be wrong.
I don't know, but apparently he said something pretty shitty about. I mean, I guess it's not shitty. He's right that you did know what you were getting into. It's just one of those things. Like, did we need to say that?
And did you need to do that?
Did you need to say that? Because,
right,
you made some deals with the devil that didn't really work out that great, too.
Right. And come on, man, salt in the wound, especially when you've been there. Come on, don't be an asshole.
Right. Don't be a dick. Having said that, open an invitation to come on the show anytime you'd like.
Yep. To defend your position.
Or just to be on the show. We're cool. Couple cool guys talking about games if you want to jump
on. Or we'll
on
just me. Chat. That's fine, too.
So that's a huge story. We're not Destiny lovers. We're not Destiny's Child's fan, even.
I don't know. I don't mind.
But are you a fan?
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
I like grape jelly. I stay away from jams, though. They make me uncomfortable.
I don't mind jams at all.
The consistency of a jam is definitely...
Particularly slow jams.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, the rare slow jam. The mythical slow jam. Would you eat slow jam if it was a thing, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't mind jams and jellies at all.
What about toe jam?
I would probably not eat toe jam.
Yeah.
I think it's a different jam.
It's gross. It's gross. What about NBA jam?
I wouldn't eat it.
Okay.
Because that would hurt. It cut my mouth.
Yeah, if you chew hard enough. The next story, one thing that Gerald's pointing out, that it's a good time to buy Activision Blizzard stock because they fell hard after this announcement.
Apparently losing Bungie and Destiny, stockholders weren't a fan of that.
Yeah, but they'll be fine, so buy it if you're a stock guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if you're a broth guy. See what I did there? Stock and broth. Okay.
I did see what you did there. Yeah.
Next story, Sony acquires the company behind the tool that's used in hundreds, if not thousands, of games. I made the thousands part up. I don't know. Sony Interactive Entertainment has acquired Audio Connect, the creators of Waveworks, the sound engine, which you see displayed as WYs. Mm-hmm. On like every game that you play, there's the logo there. You see it on a splash screen at the end. This is an odd purchase, but also a safe purchase, I think.
Well, yeah, it's going to enable Sony to be, but by purchasing this, Sony, knowing that it's in so many games, they can now basically lease this technology out. That's easy money.
It's easy money, and it's long-term money. Also, it's Audio Connect. Right. Kinetic?
Yeah, Audio Kinetic.
Kinetic?
I believe. Audio could, Kinetic. Could is be. A preeminent provider of audio solutions for the gaming industry.
Whoa.
And we are confident that this acquisition will allow us to further grow the PlayStation platform and contribute to the broader gaming industry.
The PR speaks that gets you excited. And...
That's right. That was John Codera's quote.
The acquisition is expected to close by the end of January. However, Sony did announce that it will continue to operate on its own as a third party. And it will continue to maintain independence and platform neutrality. So again, they're not looking to rip this off of all Microsoft games. They just want a permanent stream of income.
Yep, and that's what it provides.
Yeah, so much like us, we like a permanent stream of income.
That's true. That's why we have to have jobs.
That is why.
It's not just because we like are into it, you know, because I'm definitely not.
Into it, TurboTax?
Wrong tax commercials
on right now.
Wrong into it.
Okay. Everybody has live CPAs now. I don't know if you know that.
Everybody does,
H&R's got them. TurboTax has got them. Mm-hmm. What's that other one? What's the other major one?
Jackson Hewitt?
No. It's one of the ones that does the online stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, they've got them too. Everybody's got them. That's a get yourself a live CPA, you know?
I don't need, yeah. I have an actual person CPA.
Oh, you got a person?
I prefer that.
I don't know if I do or not. I don't need anybody looking over my records that hard. You know what I'm saying, government?
But I don't have any records that hard, so.
TurboTax, Tax Slayer.
Tax Slayer.
About to slay those taxes so hard.
Wow.
Can't wait to just go home and just slay those taxes all night. TurboTax is the most popular, I feel like.
Yes, I do believe TurboTax is the most popular.
Let's look at the PS4's most downloaded games of 2018. We're not playing favorites here. I couldn't find a list of Xbox
or right. Nintendo. I looked too, and I couldn't find one.
So PS4 games, I mean, there's a top 10 list for all these. I think we're just going to do top 5, though.
Okay.
Most downloaded PS4 games 2018. Number 5, Grand Theft Auto 5. Number 3, Marvel's Spider-Man. I don't understand how numbers work. Number 5, Grand Theft Auto 5. Number 4, God of War. Number 3, Marvel's Spider-Man. Number 2, Red Dead Redemption 2. And number 1, Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything odd there. I don't think that's anything that would be like, whoa, what?
Whoa now.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Mm-hmm. No, that wasn't a thing. As far as the PSVR games, number 5 was Rick and Morty, Virtual Reality. Number 4 was PlayStation VR Worlds. Number 3 was Superhot VR. Number 2 was Beat Saber. And number 1 was Job Simulator.
That's a weird list.
Job Simulator number 1 is weird.
It's been out forever. It probably caught some sales. Very impressive for Beat Saber to make the list when it launched in November.
Yeah, it launched pretty late ago.
But, surprising, I don't see Astrobot on this list. The game's very good.
I understand that, but I think it's very much not what... As you said, it's very Nintendo-ish. And I don't know that a majority of players who have VR, that's the experience they're looking for. They're looking for the...
It's better than almost every game on that list, though.
Oh, I believe you. I believe you.
Unacceptable that it's not on that list. But I don't make the list. I just help contribute to them.
Right. I mean, I believe you, but...
Actually, I bought it physical.
I do think that...
So...
That's probably not the experience that most people are looking for in VR. Regardless of the fact that it's a great game.
Yeah, it's just well... Like, I think an adult can play that the same as a kid, the same as a grandparent, and still have the same great time with it. Should have made the list. Free-to-play games. Number 5, Paladins. Number 4, Warface. Number 3, Brawlhalla. Number 2, H1Z1. Battle Royale. And number 1, little game called Fortnite. Battle Royale.
Who'd have thunk it?
Mm-hmm.
Again, not really too many surprises, I guess.
What about Warface?
Yeah, I don't even know what Warface is.
Get your Warface on.
As far as PS Vita games, which apparently Dead but Not Dead. Number 5 is Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth Hacker's Memory.
Hell yeah.
Number 4 is Minecraft PlayStation Vita Edition. Number 3 is Jak and Dexter Collection. Number 2 is Persona 4 Golden. And number 1 is God of War The Collection PS Vita.
I'm lucky enough to have the category of PS4 themes.
Yes, you are.
the highly sought after PS4 themes download list. At number 5, The Last of Us Part 2 Ellie theme. Number 4, The Last of Us Outbreak Day theme. Number 3, Friday the 13th The Game theme. Number 2, Legacy Dashboard theme. And number 1 for PS4 themes in 2018 is Monster Hunter World theme.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Again, no surprises there.
Hard-hitting theme news. All themes all the time. It's what we do here. Theme cast.
And I get to cover the coveted PS classics. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Highly coveted. Number 5 is Metal Slug Anthology. Number 4 is Destroy All Humans. Number 3 is Destroy All Humans 2. Number 2 is Bully. And number 1 is Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Seems right. That Monster Hunter theme don't even look that good.
No? You don't like that?
It's fine. Doesn't blow my balls, though.
Doesn't blow your balls.
Right, right, right. It's just fine. I don't know. If you want to see the full list, head over to the PS blog. They have 1 through 10 on everything. We just didn't feel like it mattered. Mostly because it doesn't. How would you like to earn rewards for doing a thing that you're already doing?
You know, this is probably the coolest story we've had in a while. I would love to, by the way.
Ever since its inception, Xbox Game Pass has been a simple money-saving way to access a wide selection of Xbox One games. Clearly, I didn't write that. That's very addy, you know? That sounds like I'm trying to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You buy it if you want. I don't know. But the part that's cool is you can earn Microsoft reward points by playing any Xbox Game Pass game that you want, and you can spend those points in a variety of ways, including purchasing games and DLC, or to renew your membership, which is maybe the coolest part. Think about if Game Pass, if you never had to spend any real money on it now that you have it, you could just pay for it every month by playing games.
Right.
Everybody's getting what they want. Microsoft has you playing games. Publishers want to be there because you're playing games. You're getting to play games for no money. It's good. It's good. So it's all part of Game Pass Quest, which lets you earn up to 2,100 Microsoft reward points between now and February 3rd. To start earning, you go to Xbox Game Pass membership area on your Xbox One, click on Quest, see what's available, and then you can track your progress for the Quest right there. A new Quest will be added each month, with the next set going live in February. Here's January's Quest, as listed on Xbox Wire. Complete, this is good for you, Dan, complete 2 specific extraction achievements in Tom Clancy's The Division.
Well, yeah, except for it involves being in the dark zone. And
get up in that DZ, though.
I'm not into the DZ.
Now, keep in mind, everybody's like, oh, I got to get these. These games are all on there. You don't have to buy anything.
Right.
We're not saying go buy something. Play Metro 2033 and Metro Last Light to complete 4 specific achievements and get 200 points. Bring out your inner adventure and get up to 200 points when you complete 2 specific achievements in Strange Brigade. Get points when you're with your first achievement and continue to progress up to 21 achievements in any combination of Xbox Game Pass game. You can get up to 600 points there. Genre Explorer, 300 points when you complete an achievement in 3 games from different genres. Complete an achievement in an Xbox Game Pass title that was added in December. It's 100 points. And complete all Game Pass quests to get an additional 500 points. This is as cool as hell.
This is awesome.
This is cool as hell. Awesome. I don't know what else to say about it. They're all up there. You don't have to pay to do any of those things, and you're going to play games you would not have before.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this with the trophies and stuff, how we wish trophies would get you money. That's what's happening here.
So super smart. It's a good call.
I'm thinking I need to turn on my Xbox. It's been sitting here for like a paperweight for 2 months.
A little sad there's no Sea of Thieves achievement or quest specifically, but this is smart. Smart's good.
Yeah, it's a very good idea.
It's attractive as a developer publisher too, because if you say, yeah, I'm willing to come to Game Pass, but also I would like a quest tied in the month of March to ensure people are playing.
Right.
And so you sweeten the pot a little bit, sweeten the deal. Drop some of that sweet and low on there.
Sweet and low.
The pink pack, you know what I'm talking about. Game Pass was already a good deal. This makes it even better.
Yeah, it does.
You should get Game Pass. You should play the Quest. You should play video games.
Speaking of a good deal,
fire sale on GameStop. And it sounds like we got 2 takers. It was once a juggernaut. Now it's a company who is for sale. The Wall Street Journal reports at least 2 companies are bidding for GameStop in a deal to buy the retailer and become could become public as soon as February. Both companies declined to comment when approached, and it appears the companies are Sycamore,
which specializes in consumer and retail investment. So, you know, kind of right up their alley if they buy GameStop.
It seems like their thing. And the other is Apollo. They have a more douchey sounding full name. But I don't.
It's Apollo Equity.
Yeah. Are you sure that's all it is?
I believe so.
Apollo Equity, yeah. They're both real douchey sounding. They're investment companies. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. They buy things, and they try to make them better, and then they sell things.
Mm-hmm.
So Apollo Equity and Sycamore.
I believe it could be kind of telling. Sycamore, just, you know, like I said before, they specialize in consumer and retail investment. Apollo's big niche is they take on failing companies that nobody else wants.
Allegedly. We don't know, except for GameStop's definitely failing. It seems, though, like Sycamore actually wants to purchase GameStop.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Yes.
Sycamore Partners. That's what they are. Sycamore Partners. It wasn't douchey enough just being Sycamore. It had to be Sycamore Partners. Like Hot Topic, Belk. There's some big name companies there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Non-West. Heard of those. Staples, heard of that. Torrid.
Staples, heard of them.
The Limited. Look at that. There's two squares right there to fill out that full list. They could add GameStop right to one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. ThinkGeek can be the other one.
Ooh, shit. You know who doesn't need money?
I would say the developers of Candy Crush.
Candy Crush. Supercell, which is... Clash of Clans and Clash Royale, Fortnite.
Yeah.
Apparently no mobile game that people play, Pokemon, Niantic. And here's why. Candy Crush. In 2018, you're probably like, people still play Candy Crush? Yeah. People still spend money on Candy Crush? Apparently.
Yep.
Because it made, you ready for this? $1.5 billion with a B dollars in 2018 across all of the Candy Crush series. So I know there's like fucking Frontier and Saga and Friends. Like, there's too many Candy Crush. But it appears that Candy Crush Saga is the one that people are crushing the hardest.
Yes.
Here's a stat that'll just really blow your mind. I don't see it now. $4.2 million per day U.S.
Yes.
U.S. dollars, $4.2 million per day.
And that's on microtransactions, mind you.
Free to play game.
So, people, you want to complain about microtransactions? Stop spending $4.2 million a day.
You lay your head down.
On microtransactions.
You lay your head down.
Maybe they'll
wake up. $4.2 million. You lay your head down. You wake up. $4.2 million. You lay your head down. You wake up. $4.2 million. That's crazy. Super, super crazy. So crazy that it was the top earner coming in right above the Pokemon Go. Maybe you've heard of that. It made Candy Crush Saga made $945 million by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Which is absolutely crazy. They have Candy Crush Soda Saga, Candy Crush Jelly Saga, Candy Crush Friends Saga. There's a lot of Candy Crushing going on. But Pokemon Go, for comparison, made $800 million, which is not bad. And Fortnite's mobile edition made $455 million on iOS alone. But it's important to say that that's not, there's no Android data in there.
Right, it's only iOS.
Maybe data. Fortnite was the top dog. The top D-O-double-G.
We'll never know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Point is, people still spend money.
And oddly enough, the Candy Crush games are a Activision franchise.
Yeah, yeah. Activision bought King and everybody thought they were nuts. Maybe this story will help make the stock shoot back up.
Maybe.
We'll do a little stock swap. Hot swap.
The Epic Games Store has decided to change its refund policy to match steams.
Seems right.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? I mean, there's not much to say. Of course.
Yeah.
So Steam already has a return policy that is satisfactory for many people. So
14 days of purchase, under 2 hours of play, and you can request a refund.
Yeah, it makes complete sense.
Unlimited refunds. The difference, well, maybe not even more. The difference used to be that there was some sort of quality control on consoles.
Yes.
Where anything could find a home, you know, on PC. That's kind of changed now, where there's just tons of shitty and broken games on PS4 and Xbox One and Switch. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's something to be said for a game not being very good.
Well, yeah, I mean, that has to be acknowledged.
The problem is, a good 2 hour experience, I shouldn't be able to get my money back for that.
Right.
But yeah, if you just get a game and it sucks, you should be able to get your money back on that.
I agree.
Also, not a story on this list, but Mr. Tommy Clancy, The Division 2, announced that their PC home would be the Epic Store and not Steam.
Yes.
So a little bit of a story there. You know, they're trying to be a player. Look at Bus Simulator. Look how good that looks. Simulate the shit out of those buses.
Mm-hmm. Does look good.
Yeah. Look at that. Woo. Why isn't that on consoles? Where's that been my whole life?
Oh.
Yeah. Look at that. It's a futuristic looking bus.
You're about to hit the train. That's a train.
Yeah, but there's a bus on each side.
Oh.
I guess a bus and a semi.
I thought you were talking about the train. I was like, that's a train.
That crazy bus runs on tracks. Also, What Remains of Edith Finch is the free game on Epic Launcher this month. So
yes,
if you do the PC, go ahead and scoop that up. I believe they also gave away 2 months ago. I think they gave away Subnautica.
Sure, could be.
So would have been a cool one to get. You ever heard of Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that Jeff Bezos is getting a divorce?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not what the story's about. Just wondering where your pulse was on pop culture.
Yeah, old Heather's about to become incredibly rich. No prenup.
Good for her.
What are you thinking, Jeff?
Good for her. They seem to be in fine spirits. You know, sometimes it's worth $63 billion to not have to spend another second with a human.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you make it work.
Apparently he was sexting some other girl, too.
Allegedly.
Or something. I don't know.
We don't know if he was sending dick
pics. That's why I said supposedly.
We don't know if he was shooting dick pics out daily. Amazon
apparently
is launching.
He's not really good at it either.
What part of that guy you thought, here's the guy that's good at sexting?
Right. Nobody. I get it. But
you could show me two pictures of him in totally separate environments. I'd be like, that's not a guy that's good at sexting. Or sex. Or intimacy. Or sharing feelings openly. Or. Qualities of like what you consider to be a good partner,
or possibly any form of human interaction.
He's a smart guy, though.
Oh, genius! Yeah,
wealthy, half as wealthy now. But you know, look at that guy.
He's still pretty wealthy.
Look at that guy.
Yeah.
Who wants to get freaky with me? Golly, that guy. Amazon is launching a game streaming service, according to a report, which makes it sound super official. One of the largest companies on the planet, Amazon, looks like it's extending its reach to yet another sector. The information reports today that the retail giant is looking to launch its own game streaming service. Deadline backed up the report with its own report and claims the project exists within Amazon right now. Deadline also reports that Amazon is currently speaking with publishers to distribute their games on the untitled Amazon game streaming platform. The service could reportedly launch in 2020 at the earliest. I mean, now's a great time to get into it with everybody else doing it.
Right.
Look at that vest that he has on right there.
Stop it. I see it.
You made a decision when you left the house.
To put that on. Yeah, I get it.
This is the look I'm going for today.
Talk about puffy
jackets.
Oh,
he doesn't like
huh?
sleeves.
Not on his jackets anyway.
That's like a cap sleeve right there. What's that name tag he keeps having on? It's like Jeff fucking Rich is what that says.
Jeff is rich.
Yeah, I own everything here, so don't question anything. Also, I'm good at sexting.
He kind of looks like, who's that that bald cook that used to have a show? He kind of looks like him in that one picture.
I don't know. He looks like everybody I've ever met's like third cousin. He's real forgettable.
He's incredibly forgettable.
Like if that guy was standing behind you in line, you'd be like, whatever. Look at him in the Star Trek suit, though. He looks good.
Picard.
Yeah, look at that. Great service, though. Love Amazon. Can't say enough about it.
Oh, yeah. No,
no need for a game streaming service.
I don't think they need that. I understand why they're getting into it, because everyone else is, but what they're going to do is they're going to the thing is enough of these publishers want their games to go wherever. You know, they want their games to reach as many people. They're going to put them on all these streaming services. All these streaming services are going to be overcharging for their service because you can get these games everywhere. So then it's just going to become a price war between the two. You know, is it $9.99? Is it $7.99 a month? Well, now we're down to $5.99 a month. So it's a good thing. It's going to end up being a good thing for consumers.
It's going the way of Netflix and Hulu and Sling and PlayStation View and HBO Now. There's so many options where you're like, hey, what if I just got cable again? Like, right. What if I just started buying my games because I can't have 47 streaming services?
Right. That's the thing is I don't think the difference is I don't think on these streaming services you're going to see exclusives. I don't think the streaming of games lends itself to that. Obviously, the exception being, you know, the studios that create games, such as Sony and Microsoft. But I don't think you're going to see them going the way of exclusives in streaming services as far as that goes.
You know, right now you're getting your Xbox stuff through Game Pass, but what if Amazon goes to Microsoft and says, hey, we're going to give you $1 billion to also house them on our streaming service?
I mean, it's another option, but I've already got Game Pass.
Yeah, and then things start going, but you don't have the other stuff that Amazon's offering, plus now I get free shipping if I sign up for theirs. It just, this is a crowded market that is going to get more crowded. The real loser here is OnLive. They had this idea a long time ago and nobody gave a shit. So you're probably super pissed if you're them. But yeah, that's the real loser.
Here. What the fuck?
Yeah. You think that's what they're saying? They're like, what? Just a room full of. What the fuck?
Are you guys fucking serious?
What the fuck?
Tried to do this all them years ago. You guys said it was stupid.
Before our tour, like the Dreamcast of streaming services.
It was like that kid in high school who was like, man, you guys always told me that girl was she was ugly. And they're all like, well, that's because we wanted her.
Yeah, it's because you suck. Or it's like that sweet idea that you had and you told your friends about in eighth grade and they're like, that's stupid. And now it's everywhere.
Yeah, next thing.
Like, it wasn't stupid. You're stupid. Yep, it's just like that. It's just like that. Hopefully
that's the news for this week.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good news.
Really newsy.
Oh, look, Verizon's testing one too.
Yeah, I knew that too.
That's what I want. I was sitting here thinking it works a little too well. What if Verizon got involved? It would have 5G though.
It would have.
You could have all the G's. I don't care. I'm trying to get that Metro PCS streaming and that Boost Mobile streaming. Everybody's going to do this. They're going to kill it. People don't understand. Everybody's like, there's a pie. I want a piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Walmart's like, what if we stream games? What if you fucking sell groceries, Walmart? What if you did that? What if you focused on having the chocolate milk I like? How about that? What if you kept any of the fish in the tanks alive? What if you did that? How much money could Walmart save if they stopped selling fish because they're all dead all the time?
Nope.
Got to stream games. Yeah. Walmart explores its own streaming service. There you go. That took Gerald 20 seconds to find.
Yeah, there it is.
They've already got Voodoo. Why not Voodoo for games? We'll call it Game Voodoo.
Let's not.
You seen those Walmarts of the futures where they wanted this big like parking lot full of like things for the family to do that's all Walmart?
No.
Look at this thing.
They should call it Hoodoo You Voodoo.
Nope. Scroll back up
to
the
top. You don't like that game? I love that name.
That last picture in the first row.
Hoodoo You
Voodoo. That's like the new like Walmart concept's going to be. That's just this big like strip like mall centers that you go to and get everything. And there's like restaurants, but everything's Walmart. Hmm. Can only hope that that happens.
Yeah, no, not in, I don't care.
What if you could see a movie? I see it, at Walmart?
But I go to Walmart all the time.
What if you could see a movie while you're there? Catch a flick.
Depends if I don't want to watch a Walmart movie.
Well, if it saved you 10%,
maybe.
Okay. What if you get off?
It would still depend on the movie.
Yeah. What's a, what if it was just Sam's Now? What is that? Sam's Club Now.
Sam's Now.
I'm going to Sam's Now. Oh, grocery store. That's all the news. It's just about groceries. It's about streaming services. What's the other thing we talked about?
Sony bought WYs.
WYs.
Audio Kinetic.
Or Audio Connect. Or Audio... What is this? Oh, that's that dolphin. It's a dolphin thing. That humping dolphin. Shooting pee out now.
Huh.
It's not. This is not safe for work.
No, sure ain't.
That dolphin has a giant penis. That's Echo the Reluctant Dolphin. That's pretty well going to do it for us.
That's the news for this week.
That's it. You can find us on social media. I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Gerald is at Hoffman Show. Together we are at Game_Stitch. You can also check us out on the YouTubes. No new streams. We just have our podcast proper up that you can listen to. Sometimes we stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/GameStitch, though it hasn't been in a long time because we've been busy AF.
Oh, it hasn't been a long time. We really need to get back into it.
We do. I should have streamed Subnautica from the beginning, but now I'm far enough along, I feel like it wouldn't be fair.
We're letting everybody down.
Yeah. Well, now you can feel like the people who spend the most time with me.
Right. Now, right. Now you're family.
Now you're getting there, yeah. This is called the Olive Garden experience. The disappointment you feel, try that daily. When you're here, you're family. And that's unfortunate. 313. We're on our working towards that. Just think at the end of this year, you're going to be able to listen to an episode every day for a year.
You know you can't wait.
You could start now, and we would before you finish, we would catch up.
I would think you'd be caught up. Yeah.
Yeah, you could go a year.
Oh, I don't know. Every day?
Yeah.
I don't know if we'd be at 352 if they listened every day. We should be.
Yeah, we would. I think we would. Somebody do the math on that and don't let us know.
Not because it's every day versus every week. Yeah. I'd have to do the math, and I don't like doing math.
But so we have 313.
I think you'd make it, but I don't know for sure because I don't like math.
Yeah, what you'd have to do is you'd have to determine. I mean, they're listening to 7 a week.
Right.
So you'd have to do that.
Be 7.
You'd have to see how many weeks that gets them through.
We would do 1 per every 7.
Right. So what's that? 313 divided by 7 is 44. Does that sound right?
44 weeks?
Yes.
Right. And it would take us, let's see, 7.
So 357, we would make it. No, we wouldn't.
We would make it?
We wouldn't make it. We'd be short. We'd just be short.
We'd be just short. That's what I
mean. Because I don't understand how many days are in a year. We would be just short.
Two.
But let's assume you took a holiday or two off. We would make it.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't probably listen every day, so we'd probably make it. We'd be real close. Wait a couple weeks and then start.
You could listen every day. It'd be fine.
You could listen to the same episode every day. If you found one you like that much. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.
Take us out, Gerald.